And now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
You know, I think your brain produces a chemical that blocks out my voice.
What?
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Santa Barbara and Ventura Counties. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is practical business ideas. Each of my guests is giving us some practical ideas that we can put to work immediately in our job. My first guest was named one of Incentive Magazine's top innovators. He gave us useful tools to help us manage changes in our personal and professional lives from his book, Shift Happens. My next guest understands the importance of hiring correctly in business. With the economy starting to turn around, many companies will be adding staff. He'll show us how to build the bottom line one hire at a time from his book, Million Dollar Hire. And as always, if you want to join the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008. Dr. David Jones has worked as an organizational psychologist for over 30 years, one of the few in his profession to have founded and grown a major business enterprise. He launched HR Strategies, which is a human resource consulting and outsourcing firm with offices throughout the United States and Europe. HR Strategies is recognized as one of the fastest growing consulting companies in the U.S. prior to its acquisition by Aon Corporation. Today, Dave is president of Growth Ventures Incorporated, a human capital advisory firm. He works with both startup and established companies and units of government to create innovative technology-based recruiting and hiring solutions, often assuming the role of expert witness in employment litigation matters as well. His latest book is titled Million Dollar Hire, Build Your Bottom Line One Employee at a Time. Welcome to the show, Dave. How are you today?
Good, Bill. Good to be with you.
Well, thank you so much for being with us. And I love your approach to hiring. You're making it much more methodical, much more thoughtful, and I like that. But help me with the math, if you will, please. Million Dollar Hire. I mean, most of us, if we're hiring, we're hiring managers, maybe even executives, but their salaries really fall way short of $1 million. So how do you come up with a figure of $1 million for every new hire?
Bill, you do it two ways. First off, you can look at what it costs to make a hiring commitment. And we're not talking just about an annual salary here. If we hire a high five-figure kind of position with normal 10-year expectations, with salary benefits, bonuses, regular pay increases, training costs, it's not hard to see that we're making a commitment of $1 million or more for that position. And you can even go down the salary scale a bit. If you have jobs where people's tenure tends to be a lot longer, say if you're looking in the public sector, if you're looking at police or fire, or if you're looking at teacher positions where people tend to join the job and stay for a career, that's $1 million commitment we're making. An investment, so to speak, every time we make a hiring decision. The other side of it, though, is there are jobs where the rate of pay is a lot lower. But think about the bus driver or the over-the-road driver texting on his cell phone while he drives and running into the tree. That's $1 million mistake. So there are a lot of jobs where it doesn't cost us, and we're not committing that kind of money, but the potential for somebody to make an error and make a mistake that costs us that is really clear. So when you look at it, occupation by occupation, it's not hard to look at the majority of hiring decisions as making $1 million commitment. That's where the number comes from.
All right. Well, now that's clarified it. Thank you for doing that. And I want to come back and talk a little bit more about performance problems, as you just described with the truck driver hitting the tree. And we'll talk about that later in the interview. But I don't want to put too fine a point on it. When reading your book, I got the impression that you were looking at evaluating people in much the same way that people today look at purchasing capital equipment. It's not the same as hiring a person is not the same as buying a truck or even a new computer software system, is it?
No, it's not, and I don't mean to make that equation. What I am saying, though, in the book is that we could move a little closer to how we do that evaluation. For example, if a company is going to purchase a six-figure piece of accounting software, we collect proposals, we evaluate vendors, we collect references, we demo, we try out the product hands-on, we do cost-benefit analyses, and we decide which piece of software is the one we want. But if we're hiring a six-figure accountant, oftentimes, we look at some resumes, we do a couple of interviews, we might call some references, but the rigor, the system, the procedures, the measurement that goes into that second hiring decision really isn't even close to what we did with that piece of capital equipment or expensed item. So what I'm talking about is not making the two equivalent. What I'm talking about is how we can raise up the process when we look at people so that it can be system let's bring the two closer together. I'm not saying let's make them exactly alike.
All right, very clear. We're talking to Dr. David Jones, everybody, who is the author of Million Dollar Hire, Build Your Bottom Line, One Employee at a Time. And I do like the idea of applying more rigor to the hiring process. But Dave, you know, in today's world where a vacancy happens in your department or in your company, you're looking to fill that vacancy as quickly as you possibly can because of the stress that it places on other already overworked people. So talk to me about what are the trade-offs when you create a more rigorous system like that. You're definitely going to trade off some short-term things for some longer-term gains. Talk to me about that trade-off.
There is some trade-off, but you know it doesn't have to be that great, Bill. One thing has changed the whole world of recruiting and hiring in about the last 10 years, and that thing's technology. Today, we can do things far faster than we ever did when hiring was a paper-driven kind of process, an administrative kind of process. There's technology today that if you find out you need that six-figure accountant today, you can tap into that technology and you can have hundreds of resumes in your computer within a period of a few minutes. And you can be communicating with the candidates you like off of that list within a few hours. You can be putting those candidates through a really detailed assessment within the same day. And you can be putting eyes on that candidate for a face-to-face interview very quickly as well. So the detail, the rigor that it takes to make these decisions as though you're really making a $1 million investment doesn't mean a lot of time. What it means is knowing what technology to put to work, how to use the speed of that technology, and then how to bring the people side in, you, to do the interview, to meet the candidate, how to make the best use of the people side of it at the right time with the right number of candidates. So it doesn't take time to do it the right way. It can be a quick event, and you can get that replacement done. So, as you say, the rest of the workforce isn't suffering.
All right. We're talking to Dr. David Jones. And, Dave, in going through that, you're talking about some fairly sophisticated software. Most of the companies that were listening to the sound of our voice are small and mid-sized companies, may not have access to the ultra-sophisticated software that you're talking about. Give us some examples of lesser expensive software that they can take advantage of to find and sift through these candidates.
You know what's happened in the world of hiring, Bill, is exactly what's happened to technology in every other part of a business. The cost curve comes down, down, and down. 10 years ago, the kind of things I'm talking about were Fortune 100 kind of technologies.
Mm-hmm.
Today, the kind of process that I just described for scraping in those resumes, contacting the candidate, putting them through assessments, putting them through the whole evaluation process and onboarding, all of that technology, most of it is on demand today, and the cost of doing that is amazingly low. What a Fortune 100 could afford a decade ago, a 100-person company can afford to purchase, license it for a year at a time, decide how they want to best use it, and the cost impact is far less than what it costs to hire one person for a part of a year. So that's the big change here. It happens faster because of technology, and it seems every year you can do it cheaper because of technology. You just have to know what you want to do and how to do it and how to draw the value out of that technology. And that's what I tried to outline in Million Dollar Hire.
All right. We're talking to Dr. David Jones, who is the author, as he said, of Million Dollar Hire, Build Your Bottom Line One Employee at a Time. And I want to stay on the subject of technology, if I can, Dave, for just a minute, because more and more hiring is being done through social networking. And from the applicant's side, certainly more and more searching is being done by social networking, things like LinkedIn, the ladders, and so forth. What impact have these social networks had on the hiring process? Looking at it from the corporation side, not from the applicant side, but from the corporate side, what impact have these social networks had?
They've had a lot of impact, Bill. Now what happens in a recruiting department is that the recruiters are going out and looking on the internet, and they're looking in the social media to see what's there about a candidate once they have a resume or an application or a name in mind, and they're scraping that information in and looking at it. Already, we're seeing technology solutions out there in the marketplace where if you have a candidate in mind, you can say to the technology, find me everything there is about this person.
Wow.
I want to see the Twitters. I want to see the Facebook, the LinkedIn, the Zoom info. There's technology that'll sweep all of that in and build a total profile on that candidate. And part of that's good. Part of it's not. The question is, what kind of information are you getting, and should you be looking at it? And are there rules and laws and regulations and court decisions that say, no, you can't look at this? For example, a lot of the information that's being scraped in today, some employers don't know it, but looking at that information is covered by the United States government's Fair Credit Reporting Act. You might look at certain things and make a big mistake if you reject that candidate. So there are rules, there are systems that are out there to say, here's how you can use the social networks to your great benefit, but here's the things you got to be cautious about. That's where the legal side of hiring comes in.
Yes.
That's why in Million Dollar Hire, I pulled in what I think is one of the nation's best labor lawyers to help advise me on exactly those kind of topics, because you can step into trouble. And what technology will let you do is repeat that mistake thousands of times before you knew you were making it.
Very true. We're talking to Dave Jones, everybody. Dave, I think there's so much to cover in your book, but one area that I want to move to now, if we can, is in your book you discuss what you call the dark side of an employee. And this is bordering on the legal stuff as well. But what are the characteristics that make up the dark side as you describe it? And what are the different types of dark side personalities that you encounter when you're hiring for a position?
Well, you know, Bill, 10 or 15 years ago, employers didn't even think it had value to look at the personality of a candidate when they were trying to make a hiring decision. They didn't think personality testing or assessment had any value. And then all at once, the profession showed that it does, that how people score or perform on these kind of things actually predicts things, like turnover, like being involved in accidents or injuries, like being involved in malfeasance on the job. And they began using these kind of tools to make better hiring decisions. More recently, though, they've broken away from this idea that certain personality factors have a more is better kind of character, where the more of that trait you have, the better employee you're going to be, and have come across factors where more is worse, where particularly in leadership positions and executive positions, having certain kind of personality attributes, ones like aloofness, arrogance, volatility, actually gets in the way of forming a relationship with the people who work for you. And what the research out there has shown is that it's these kind of personality traits, what we've called the dark side, cumulatively, that help explain why about 50% of executive hires fail within about 1 to 2 years of taking on a new role.
Wow.
And the research is starting to show now that actually the way people perform on some of these metrics predicts things like turnover or building engagement with the workforce or being shown the door after a very short period of time in the job. It's really interesting stuff these days.
Well, it is. It is very interesting, Dave, and I want you to drill down on that. How can one reasonably and accurately assess a candidate's dark side? What are some of the software packages that are out there for doing that? And how can you legally do that? I mean, it seems to me that that borders on, you know, getting into some really dark stuff.
Well, the legal side of it's covered off with when you look at the research evidence that shows these things actually work.
Okay.
They show that you can actually predict job performance. So you're not invading anyone's privacy with these things, and you're not stepping into the world of, say, a medical assessment. This is true work-related kind of personality.
All right. So.
But the couple of ways to look at it is there's some very formal kind of testing procedures that people can get on the Internet and take. But secondly, there are other kind of tools where if someone's applied for a job, you can pop out something called an upward feedback device to their previous employer and the people who previously worked for them and collect some information about how this person behaved when other people reported to them, and then pull that into the decision-making process almost like a reference, but it's a reference from people who used to work for that candidate. When you link up the candidate's self-report kind of information on these assessment tools and what you see from people who know them and have worked with them, you can begin assembling that information to see whether you're working with a real dark side candidate with high risk or somebody that's going to come in and form engagement with the workforce from the get-go.
Wow, that's interesting. Now, these upside feedback devices that you're talking about, so often companies put into place policies where you can't give referrals anymore. It has to go through the HR department, and the HR department only tells you if and when they work there. How are these upward feedback devices getting into the hands of subordinates and peers at the former company?
Well, that's, again, what the world of technology has brought to us here. When a person applies for a job, one of the things you can ask them is to give you the email addresses for 3, 4, 5 people who used to report to them or were their peers. You can then email out these information-gathering devices to those people and pull that input back, and you don't even have to go through the HR department at the previous employer. So access to a person, their background, and the people that they've worked with is also being opened up by the world of technology.
Wow, it is a fascinating subject, and we're only scratching the surface with Dr. David Jones, author of the book Million Dollar Hire, Build Your Bottom Line One Employee at a Time. Dave, when you were writing this book and doing the research, what was the most surprising finding that you had doing that research?
Well, what's summarized in the book, Bill, is about 30 years of actually doing this out in the field, and the thing that surprised me, client to client, as we built these systems for the country's largest employers and some of the largest companies internationally, was the kind of bottom line impact you can have. Cutting turnover by 40% in a manufacturing employer, raising sales by 30% in senior level sales positions, increasing customer retention in account management kind of departments by 20%, those kind of numbers sing to the operating executive. And a lot of times, the operation side of the business doesn't really recognize that that's the kind of payoff the HR department can bring to them if they use the right kind of tools. And it's finding the magnitude of those numbers that, A, was both fulfilling, but, B, both surprising, as I've done these things for a couple of decades.
No, it's amazing. We've been talking to Dr. David Jones, author of the book Million Dollar Hire, Build Your Bottom Line One Employee at a Time. Dave, if people like what they hear, they like the sound of your voice, they want to learn more, where would you direct them to go on the Internet?
We've got a site set up for the book. It's www.milliondollarhire, with a hyphen between million and dollar, and then .com.
Million.
See the book. And you can see the news and views on it.
Beautiful. Oh, that is great. Dave, thank you so much for being our special guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
Been a pleasure, Bill. Thank you.
Take care.